Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Ace the Work-Life Balance Question. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've noticed that questions about work-life balance, especially in the context of remote work, have become increasingly common in IELTS speaking tests. This topic reflects the changing nature of work and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. Let's explore how to tackle this question effectively to achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your work or study routine. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you find it easy to balance your work and personal life? Band 6-7. Answer: It can be challenging at times, but I try my best to maintain a balance. I usually set specific work hours and make sure to spend time with family and friends after work. It's not always easy, but I think it's important for my overall well-being. Band 8-9 answer. Striking the right balance between work and personal life is undoubtedly a constant challenge. However, I've developed some effective strategies to manage this. For instance, I meticulously schedule my day, allocating dedicated time slots for work tasks, personal activities, and relaxation. This approach has significantly improved my productivity at work while ensuring I have quality time for my personal interests and relationships. It's an ongoing process of refinement, but I find it crucial for maintaining both professional success and personal satisfaction. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to manage work-life balance while working from home. You should say, when this was, what challenges you faced, how you managed to balance work and personal life, and explain how successful you were in maintaining this balance. Band 6-7. Answer. I'd like to talk about a time during the COVID-19 pandemic when I had to work from home for several months. This was in early 2020 when my company shifted to remote work due to lockdown measures. The main challenges I faced were separating work time from personal time and dealing with distractions at home. It was tempting to work longer hours because my office was now in my living space. To manage this, I set up a dedicated workspace in a spare room and established a routine. I would start and end work at fixed times, just like I did when going to the office. I also made sure to take regular breaks and spend time with my family in the evenings. I'd say I was moderately successful in maintaining this balance. There were days when work spilled over into my personal time, but overall, I managed to keep a reasonable separation between work and personal life. This experience taught me the importance of setting boundaries and sticking to a routine when working from home. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd like to recount a particularly challenging period during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, specifically from March to December 2020, when I found myself navigating the complexities of maintaining a work-life balance while working remotely. The primary challenges I encountered were multifaceted. Firstly, the blurring of boundaries between professional and personal spheres was a significant hurdle. The absence of a physical commute meant that it was all too easy to extend working hours well beyond the traditional 9-to-5 structure. Additionally, I found myself grappling with numerous distractions at home, from household chores demanding attention to family members inadvertently interrupting important video calls. To address these challenges, I implemented a series of strategic measures. I meticulously crafted a daily schedule that mimicked my pre-pandemic routine, complete with a virtual commute, a short walk around the block to signal the start and end of my workday. I also designated a specific area in my home as my workspace, which helped create a psychological boundary between work and leisure. Furthermore, I utilized technology to my advantage, using apps to block notifications from work-related platforms during off hours and to remind me to take regular breaks. In terms of success, I would say that my efforts yielded positive results, albeit with some initial teething problems. Over time, I noticed a marked improvement in my productivity during work hours and a greater ability to switch off during personal time. The key to this success was consistency and clear communication with both my colleagues and family members about my work schedule and availability. This experience was invaluable in teaching me the importance of proactive time management and the need for flexibility in the face of changing work paradigms. It reinforced my belief that maintaining a healthy work-life balance is not just beneficial for personal well-being, but also crucial for sustained professional performance. Follow-up questions. How did working from home affect your productivity? Band 6-7, answer. Working from home had both positive and negative effects on my productivity. On the plus side, I saved time on commuting and had fewer interruptions from colleagues. However, I sometimes found it hard to stay focused with home distractions. Overall, I'd say my productivity remained about the same as when working in the office. Band 8-9. Answer. The impact of remote work on my productivity was quite nuanced. Initially, I experienced a surge in productivity due to the elimination of commute time and fewer impromptu office interactions. However, this was counterbalanced by the challenge of home distractions and the need to adapt to new communication tools. Over time, I found that my productivity fluctuated depending on the nature of the task at hand. For instance, tasks requiring deep focus benefited from the quiet home environment, while collaborative projects sometimes suffered from the lack of in-person interactions. Ultimately, I discovered that by implementing strict time management techniques and creating a dedicated workspace, I was able to maintain and in some cases even surpass my previous productivity levels. Do you think companies should continue to offer remote work options post-pandemic? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I believe companies should offer remote work options after the pandemic. It can help employees achieve better work-life balance and can also save companies money on office space. However, it's important to consider that some people prefer working in an office, so a hybrid model might be best. Band 8-9, answer. I firmly believe that companies should continue to offer remote work options post-pandemic, but with a nuanced and flexible approach. The pandemic has demonstrated that many roles can be performed effectively from home, leading to potential benefits such as reduced overhead costs for businesses and improved work-life balance for employees. However, it's crucial to recognize that remote work isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Some employees thrive in a traditional office environment, valuing face-to-face interactions and the clear separation between work and home life. Therefore, I advocate for a hybrid model that allows for both remote and in-office work. This approach could optimize productivity and employee satisfaction by catering to diverse working styles and personal circumstances. Moreover, it could enhance a company's resilience in the face of future disruptions. The key lies in implementing robust systems for communication, collaboration, and performance measurement to ensure that remote work remains as effective as in-office work. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Examiner, how do you think the concept of work-life balance has changed in recent years? Band 6-7. Answer. I think the idea of work-life balance has become more important in recent years. People are now more aware of the need to have time for themselves and their families, not just for work. Technology has made it possible to work from anywhere, which can be both good and bad for balance. Companies are also starting to offer more flexible working hours to help employees manage their time better. Band 8-9, answer. The concept of work-life balance has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, primarily driven by technological advancements and changing societal attitudes. Traditionally, work-life balance was often perceived as a clear demarcation between professional and personal time. However, the proliferation of digital technologies has blurred these boundaries, creating a more fluid interplay between work and personal life. This shift has been further accelerated by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has catalyzed a widespread adoption of remote work. As a result, the contemporary understanding of work-life balance has evolved to encompass not just a division of time, but a more holistic integration of work and personal life. Moreover, there's been a growing recognition of the importance of mental health and overall well-being in the workplace. This has led to a more nuanced approach to work-life balance, where employers are increasingly focusing on outcomes rather than hours worked and offering benefits like flexible schedules, unlimited vacation policies, and wellness programs. However, this evolution also presents new challenges. The always-on culture facilitated by technology can lead to burnout if not managed properly. Therefore, the modern concept of work-life balance often involves developing personal strategies for setting boundaries, managing digital distractions, and prioritizing self-care. In essence, the contemporary notion of work-life balance is less about achieving a perfect equilibrium between work and personal life, and more about creating a sustainable, fulfilling integration of these aspects that supports both professional productivity and personal well-being. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Blurring of boundaries, phrase, boundaries, the unclear separation between different aspects of life. Example, the blurring of boundaries between work and personal life is a common challenge in remote work. Meticulously, adverb, tick jealously, in a way that shows great attention to detail, very carefully and precisely. Example, I meticulously planned my daily schedule to ensure a good work-life balance. Proactive, adjective, active, creating or controlling a situation rather than just responding to it after it has happened. Example, taking a proactive approach to time management is crucial for maintaining work-life balance. Nuanced, adjective, jaunced, characterized by subtle shades of meaning or expression. Example, the impact of remote work on productivity is often nuanced and varies from person to person. Catalyze, verb, catalyze, to cause or accelerate a change or action. Example, the pandemic catalyzed a shift towards remote work in many industries. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing work-life balance, use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases, demonstrating your ability to discuss the topic in depth. Provide specific examples from your personal experience to support your points. Show your ability to analyze the topic from different perspectives, considering both advantages and challenges. Use a variety of grammatical structures, including complex sentences, to express your ideas clearly and coherently. Practice speaking on this topic regularly, focusing on fluency and natural delivery. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your responses. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.